All right, sweetie, time to tuck you in. Hey, you want to help me with the bedtime story again? Good, good. Okay, so first, name an animal. A giraffe. Oh, Mr. Giraffe, of course. Okay, choose a place. Oh, the funhouse. Well, I should have known. Okay, and last but not least, an object. What does Mr. Giraffe carry with him? A marble. Okay, makes sense. All right, let's see. As you well know, Mr. Giraffe is a very playful and cheeky little guy. Not unlike you, Dory. And also not unlike you, he loves playing hide and seek. Sometimes it may seem he's getting lost here and there, but no, he's just so very, very good at hiding. So one day, when playing with his best friend in the world, a wonderful girl named Dory... Yeah, that's you. He ran into the funhouse in search of the perfect hiding place. A bit unfair, you might think. Ah, but the funhouse has lots and lots of perfect hiding places. But Dory knows the place very well, so he knew she would be up for the challenge. Now, Mr. Giraffe looked and looked, and while he was all alone in the amazing funhouse, where everything was so tall and huge, after all, he was only a small toy giraffe, suddenly he heard a knocking on an old crate. Curious, he thought. Was this Dory? No, she was nowhere to be seen. He went to the crate and climbed on top of it. He's very flexible for a giraffe, right? Well, there he was, on top of the crate, when the knocking became louder. He felt a vibration, and pop! The crate sprung open, and a devious clown face was laughing at him while he was flying through the room and into a barrel. But when he thought he'd hit the bottom, he was still flying. How big was this barrel, he thought. But he soon realized, this barrel has no bottom. The funhouse was full of surprises. He fell and fell while colors and shapes flashed before his eyes. He lost all sense of direction, and finally, thunk, he hit the ground. Luckily, he wasn't hurt because of his super soft stuffing. When he looked around, he found himself in the mysterious Hall of Mirrors. Staring back at him, dozens of faces like his. Dory would never find him here, he knew. However, he'd need to get out of here before she started to worry. Where is the exit, he thought. He started wandering through the hall, always blocked by his own reflection. Sometimes he thought he could see Dory in the mirrors, could hear her laugh echoing in this room. But it was just an illusion, he was sure. She couldn't have followed him here. After some minutes, he started getting nervous. Was there no way out? Was he trapped? But suddenly, he found one mirror that looked slightly odd, like it didn't really belong and was calling out to him. When he came closer, he gasped. In the mirror, he didn't see his own reflection. No, this giraffe had flaming red eyes. His legs were covered in dirt and grime, and from his body grew sharp black spikes. It grinned, and even when Mr. Giraffe was very still, this strange reflection was moving. Sometimes it was staring back. Other times, it, boo, came shooting right out at Mr. Giraffe's face, but couldn't leave the mirror. But Mr. Giraffe took a closer look and noticed a door behind the creature that clearly wasn't a reflection from his own world. He knew this had to be the exit, but how to defeat this nightmarish reflection that was in his way? Ah, remember? Mr. Giraffe brought a marble that he found in Dory's bedroom. When the other giraffe moved around frantically in the mirror, he put the marble on the ground so that it also reflected right under him. And yes, it worked! Oh, yeah, come on, Dory. Of course this makes sense. Use your imagination. This is a magical place. Anyway, the giraffe tripped and fell, coming towards Mr. Giraffe, and splash! Broke the mirror. Mr. Giraffe was finally able to reach the door. When he passed through the door, he was just covered in darkness. It smelled of wood, and he heard footsteps close by. Where was he now? Suddenly, he was grabbed by the feet and yanked in the air. He was about to scream for help when he heard a familiar voice. There you are! I found you! Yes, yes, that's exactly what you sound like. Dory found Mr. Giraffe stuck underneath two wooden signs. Was he trying to crawl under there and bumped his head? Had he just imagined the scary encounter?
I know the funhouse better than anyone, said Dory. You cannot hide from me here.
Good night, sweetheart.